Could we have a word or two about Bowne, who played in the centre?
Yeah, Francis, yeah. He was in the army when he was playing here. Where he was stationed, I'm not quite sure. But he came to the Gloucester club, as people did. He was obviously played for the army, and he was a very useful player, Bill, wasn't he?
Yes.
Very useful player. Mostly centre or on the wing. I believe he played on the wing sometimes. Gloucester had some very, very good centres in those days. J.C. Brooks, who captained the side, was a very fine centre. He was a master at Wycliffe College.
Right.
That's true, Bill, isn't it?
Yes.
There was two Brookses, J.C., John Brooks, and A.E. Brooks.
Were they related at all to J.T. Brooks?
No, I don't think so.
Because he was chairman of the club through to... Well, I think he died in 1939, but he'd been chairman from 1922. But not related to the Brooks who played.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Hmm.
Gloucester had four or five centres in those days who were really first-class centres. Chaps who would stand well in today's rugger world.
And
Francis Edwards, who played a lot with Bill.
Yeah.
This chap here on my right, he wouldn't say it himself, was an extremely good centre. Extremely good centre.
Francis Edwards played lots of trials, didn't he? But never actually played a full international.
No, he never
England.
Played. No, he never played a full international. Francis, one of the unlucky ones again in my book.
Yeah, even the Times said that Francis Edwards was very unlucky not to play for England.
Yeah, he was very unlucky. Another West Country one who was extremely unlucky, never to get in the England team. Yeah. I saw Edwards, Mark Wooler, on more than one occasion. Wilfred Wooler, who was a great, and he had no change. You would have picked Edwards every time to Wooler on the occasions I saw. And I saw him play against Wooler at least two or three times.
Yeah. I thought I remembered that Francis played for England in the wartime.
He had a wartime cap.
Is that right?
Yes, he had a wartime cap.
In 1940, yeah.
He had a wartime cap.
All right. You mentioned there Bill, who's alongside us here. Could we just have a word as well about the other two clerics who were playing for Gloucester at that time?
So, yeah. Kip Tanner. Yeah. Fine wing.
Yeah.
I never played with Kit. He'd finished before I started. He was a little older than these two, I guess. Was he a little older than you, Bill?
Yes, I think so.
I think he was a couple of years. It makes all the difference, as far as I'm concerned, with coming into them. Yeah. I came into the club with Bill, and I came into the club with Mervyn. Played many, many games with Mervyn. Many, many games with Mervyn. Because Mervyn went on playing, stayed here in Gloucester, came vicar at Huddlecote to start with for many years, and stayed at the club, as it were. Well, Kip got killed in the war, you know that story, I'm quite sure.
Tragic loss, yeah.
Marvellous story. Of courage and
a real hero.
A hero.
What position did Mervyn play?
Wing forward.
Right.
Yes, a good wing forward was Mervyn. Good wing forward.
Yeah. Do you remember any stories about him?
Oh, you don't have stories about vicars, you leave those out if there are any.
If I could just butt in there, the one thing I could say is that I've forgotten the game entirely, but apparently we were playing against Cardiff away, and Mervyn was playing. And in his usual sort of wing forward, and the commentary by that well-known writer, I can't remember his name now.
Doug Gent?
I think it probably was.
Doug Gent,
He made the comment was that the best centre three-quarter on the field was Mervyn Hughes.
Yeah, Mervyn used to hang about in the backs a bit, didn't he, Bill, at times?
Yes.
Not as much as Peter Horden, but he used to, yes.
Yeah.
A footballer was Mervyn, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I played a lot with him.
All right.
And I was walking, because he lived up here, and he lived near Bill up here at Upton, a few doors away from one another.
Yeah.
Bill took Mervyn's funeral at the church here.
Yeah. That wasn't many years ago, was it?
Not many years ago, yeah. No. But I remember walking around here, and I met Mervyn one day. I had a Labrador in my early days of coming from up here, because I lived in Elmbridge Road for 50 years. But I remember walking around here, and I bumped into Mervyn and his wife. And Mervyn said, "I always remember you, Bill, playing hockey." I said, "Playing hockey?" "Yes," he said. "I was stationed in 44 or 45, I'm not quite sure which, at Felixstowe, we were in a station up there." He said, "And you were playing for the RAF side in hockey, and I was playing for the Army." I said, "Well, I don't remember that at all." I said, "But then I wouldn't, would I?" I said, "You a captain or a major, me just an irk, you wouldn't speak to me in those days." It was quite funny, you know, which of course wasn't true at all. But I said, "You wouldn't get, well, you didn't mix with such as us," because I was only an irk in the Air Force.